Good morning. Today we're going to discuss the halachos of doing business on Chol HaMoed. Now, the sugya and the inyan is something that many people struggle with. When it comes to HaMoed, when it comes to Yontiv, by now people have a very good idea of what they should be doing, whether it's Chetzi Lachem or Chetzi LaHashem. Yontiv is Yontiv, and we know how to deal with it. When it comes to Chol or weekday, also people at this point have some sort of balance, how much time they spend learning and davening, and how much time they spend working. But yet, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, people have this struggle. Is it Chol? Is it Moed? Is it Yontiv? Is it a weekday? And very often, people have a hard time getting that right balance of what the appropriate hanhaga for Chol HaMoed is. In truth, there's nothing new about this. The Yerushalmi writes, Amar Rabba Bar Mamo, if I had some others that agreed with me, I would go ahead and make a takana that you're allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. I think many people who go on family trips would be happy about this takana. Klum asr lasis malacha elo kadeshu oichlin v'shaisin yagein b'teira. The whole reason why Chazal asr doing malacha is that people should have simchas yontiv, they should eat, they should drink, and they should have time to be oisik v'teira. V'achshav oichlin v'shaisin v'peichzin. But today people eat, they drink, and they waste their time. And therefore, he says, if he had others that agreed with him, he would be mevatel the whole isser of malacha on Chol HaMoed. So we see that for hundreds of years there has been this struggle of exactly how to define Chol HaMoed, what the correct hanhaga is, and it seems many people did not act appropriately. So let's go through the sugya. Let's start at the beginning. What is the halacha? What is the isser malacha on Chol HaMoed? What's mutter? What's aser? Is it mederaisa? Is it rabbanon? What's the makar? So in truth, there's no pasuk does not explicitly tell us what Chol HaMoed is all about. But the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, there's an entire Amud where the Gemara declares what is the halacha of malacha on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara brings various drashas there it's aser. Gemara says Schag Hamatzah Tishmer Shivas Yomim. So Gemara says Liman Achol Shemayit Shasar Basias Malacha. Calls Yontiv 7 days. We all know that Yontiv itself is the first day, the last day. So the fact that we say Yontiv is 7 days, Rav Yosher learns from that there's an Isser Malacha. Whereas another call Malachas Avodah Lo Yisasu. So also it's Mashma the entire Yontiv there's an Isser Malacha. Another drasha is from Elu Moed Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh. So the Gemara has a whole list of drashas to explain why there would be an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, Pashup Shat, from this Gemara, it seems pretty clear the Isser is Daraisa. We have a whole Amud of drasha after drasha saying where we learn out that you cannot do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, so it must be an Isser Daraisa. And many Rishayim talk a whole like that. However, Taisvis and other Rishayim are Matmiya. They say like this. We all know on Chol HaMoed, there are many exceptions. We'll go through some of them, but for example, a Dover Avod. If you're going to suffer a significant loss, you're allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, we don't find that kind of heter on a regular Seder Eisa. On Shabbos, there's no concept of you're going to have a big loss, you're going to be Mechal on Shabbos. There's an Isser Malacha. If there's a lav, you have to give up everything to avoid being over an Isser. So where will we find these chalukim? Because there'll be a big hefzid, you're allowed to do malacha. Furthermore, we find there are chalukim, a poil, she'in le malacha, if someone does not have money, he doesn't have any food to eat, also he can do malacha on Chol HaMoed. We don't find that by other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, if you don't have money, you borrow, you do something. But to say you can do malacha because you need to buy food is a tremendous chiddush if it's daraisa. And lastly, we find there are malachas by tzarchei rabim. If we're dealing with a public need, then there's a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, certainly, we don't find that for tzarchei tzibur, that's a heter to be doicha Shabbos or Yontif. So Tosfos, based on this kasha and from kashas in the Gemara, says no. The Isser malacha on Chol HaMoed is only midrabanan, and all these drashas, this entire amud, are smachtas. It's not a real Isser d'oraisa. It's only an Isser d'rabanan. Now, what do the other Rishonim hold? Now, it's even if we have drashas that there's an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed, we certainly have no remes for all these chalukim between Tavar Avod, Tzarchei Rabim, Payol Shein Le Malechol, Maisa Umon, Maisa Hedyot, all of the details and all the exceptions we certainly do not have a Makar in the Torah for. So the truth is that at the end of the Gemara's last drasha, the Gemara actually says, after being medayik a drasha that it's aser, but the Gemara says that haloi masr nakasav el chachamim, loy merloch eza yoy masr veeza yoy muter, eza melach asura veeza melach muteres. So the Gemara says that even though the Torah is mashma, there's an isur melach and chalamayit, the Torah doesn't specify which melachos are aser. And that the Torah left it over to Chazal to be mesaken, to be kaveya, what is included in the Yisr and what is not included in the Yisr. And that's why, even if you hold it's Daraisa, we find all of these chalukei dinim between Davar Avod, Elay Malechol, because it was given over to the Chacham. And Hayos the Torah didn't make a blanket Yisr. Chazal were Yoyrid, Imke Shal Davar, that this is what it's appropriate to be Yisr, this is what it's is appropriate to be mutter, and that's why we find these chalukim, even though there's no remez, no raya from the Torah to these particular chalukim. Exactly. It's an isser d'oraisa, but the Torah said there's an isser to do malacha. What malachas are? Go ask your local rabbi. It's up to Chazal to be kaveya what those malachas are. So we have two shitas. One is that it's doraisa, just the Torah didn't specify the Yisurim. The other shitas hold that it's drabanon, and these drashas in the Gemara are all asmachtas. Now there is a third shita. Rabbi Yosef said this is actually a pshara between the two. The Ramban and the Rashba both say that most malachos on Chol HaMoed are asur midoraisa. Dover Avod and the Tzarcha Yontiv are mutter. Now the heter of Davar Avod, which we'll explain by Rikos shortly, and Tzarchei Yontiv, those heterim are absolute. Anytime there's a Davar Avod, anytime there's a loss, it should be mutter no matter what. Anytime it's Tzarchei Yontiv, it should be mutter also, regardless of the circumstance. Chazal went ahead and there's an Issur Durabanon by a Tzarchei Yaseira by Davar Avod, which we'll get to soon what that means, or by a Maisa Uman Tzarchei Yontiv, and in certain cases, even over here, they answered. But according to the Rashba and according to the Ramban, most Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed is Asher Midoraisa. When it's a Davar Avod or Tzarchei Yontiv, and still it's Asher, and we'll discuss those cases, those Isurim were Isurim to Rabban and the Chazal put because they didn't want people to take too much advantage of the Heterim. But B'Yisoid, he holds Doraisa, just there are certain exceptions where the Isser is Rabban. So what's Halacha L'maisa? So the Mechaber, in a number of cases, paskins that the Isser of Chol HaMoed is an Isser Drabanan. He's Mechriya like the Yeshitza, it's like Taisvis. The Isser is not an Isser Daraisa, it is an Isser Drabanan, and all of the Psukim are Asmachta B'Yalma. That being said, the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, has an Arichus. He brings down many, many Rishonim that argue. Many Rishonim that say that it's Daraisa, even some of the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef holds Drabanon, the Mishnah Berurah argues and says they really hold it Daraisa. And therefore he says, although the Mechaber and Halacha is saying that it's Drabanon, nevertheless, a person should not be quick to be Mekel unless there is a Tzair Gadol, because a person should be Choishish for the Shitas that hold that it's Daraisa. Now anytime there's a Safik, anytime there's a Machlokes, there's a tremendous difference. Safik Daraisa L'chumra, Safik Drabanon L'kula. So although the Mechaber in many cases is Samech L'Hakol because he is Samech on the Shitas that it's a Drabanon, Mishnah Berurah says that you should not be Samech unless there's a Terech Gadol because many Shitas hold that the Isser is Daraisa. Now, when we say there's an Isser, the Isser Melacha is Daraisa, what Melachas are we talking about? So in general, according to most Paiskim, the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed is the same as the Isser Melacha on Yontif. The same way we have Lamites Melachas on Shabbos, we have a number of exceptions on Yontif. Chol HaMoed as well. Unless it falls into one of the exceptions, the categories of exceptions, which we'll go through some of them soon, it's the same Halacha of Shabbos or Yontif, and you cannot do any Melacha. Now, this, if you think about it, should very much change the way we look at Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is not chol in the sense that you do what you want. Chol HaMoed is a day where there's an Isser Malacha, and although we pass Halacha, it's Drabanon, but we have to be Choshish for the Shita that it's Daraisa. And so every Malacha that's done, you have to think through. Does it qualify for one of the Heterim on Chol HaMoed? Now, to very briefly go through them, I really want to focus on the business part, but very briefly, the Heterim Chol HaMoed is Vitzlitzorich Yontif. It's something that it's Litzorich Yontif, certainly if it's for food, but even without that, anything that you're doing for Yontif, as long as it's a Maisa Hedya, is fine. Anything that a person's doing is typically a Maisa Hedya, so if you're doing a Malacha because you need it, something that you need for today, you need for Yontif, that is okay. But to do a Malacha on Chol HaMoed, which is not needed for the day, it's either Hachana for afterwards, it's something which is not needed, there's an Isra Malacha. The other Heter is, we mentioned Dovra Avod, if you're going to suffer a loss, then Chazah were Matzer, even though it's not needed for Yontif, but nevertheless, because you have a Hefzid, there's a Heter of Dovra Avod. The other heter is a poyel that doesn't have what to eat, or tzarchei rabim. These are all cases that it's mutter. However, if you're doing a malacha, and it doesn't fall into any of these categories, there it would be an iser, according to some an iser d'oraisa, or according to some an iser d'rabbanon. Now there is... Correct. But Lavashel, let's say your kid wants to get a license. So they ask you to take you driving. That's not tzarchei hamoed. That's something which is being done because they want to learn how to do it for later. It's not for now. You may have off, you may have some free time now, but that's agufo. That's exactly what you shouldn't be doing. A malacha that you're doing now simply because now you're off from work, and that you would not have this heter. But if you need to go somewhere, and you're going there today, so that's called tzarech hamoed. It doesn't have to be this compelling need. Correct. You know, most people don't randomly drive around in circles for no reason, but in Echrami, if they just, you know, if they're doing that for no reason, then in Echrami, that would be awesome. It would be awesome, no, before that, it would be an Isser Malacha. Start going through the Heter of Davar HaAvod. Although normally you cannot do Malacha, if there's a Davar HaAvod, if by not doing the Malacha today, there will be a Hefzid, you're allowed to do the malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now, the examples given in the Gemara are very hard to relate to. It's primarily talking about a farmer that has a field. If he does not water his field over Yontif, a whole week goes by without watering it, so the crops will die, they'll wither. And therefore, because of that hefzid, because of the fact that everything will get ruined and spoiled, there is a heter davar ava to go ahead and do the malacha, to water the field, and to do various... Malachos, in order to prevent that hefzid. Now, although there is a heter of Davra Avod, there are limitations. And the Gemara makes chalukim between how you're irrigating it. If you have to irrigate the field by hand, that is a tircha yaseira. That is a tremendous amount of work to go ahead and start schlepping buckets and watering an entire field. Even by though it's a Davra Avod, even though if you don't do it, there'll be a loss, nevertheless, that kind of tircha, that back-breaking labor where you're schlepping buck water back and forth, there, even by a Davra Avod, by tircha Yaseira Chazal, were not matter. This is actually the example of the Ramban and Rajba that say that most melachos are d'oraisa. They say that this would be d'rabbanan. Chazal, because of the tircha yaseira, even by davar avod, should be mutter. Nevertheless, Chazal made a takana and say that it's aser. But again, if it's a huge tircha, then even by davar avod, it will be aser. You take a loss. No, having a guy do malacha for you, amir la'akum by on Chol HaMoed is the same as amir la'akum on Shabbos or Yontif. In fact, it's more chomer. Because Amir Lakum, if you tell a guy to do malacha for you, and he decides to do it on Shabbos, you're not kaveh malacha, it's mutter. If he does it befarhesya, if he's working on if he's building a house for you, so even though you didn't tell him to work on Shabbos, nevertheless, it's also altamar zayin. People come by, they see a guy working on your house, they'll think you instructed him to work on Shabbos. If he's added the tchum on Shabbos, it's okay. And the reason is, you didn't tell him to work on Shabbos. It's his decision. And there's no Maris Ayin because he's out of the Tchum. No Jew's going to see him. So it's brought down that that's only true on Shabbos and Yantif, where there's an Isser Tchum. However, Chol HaMoed, where people are, there's no Isser Tchum, and people can be driving around and traveling. So now we have Maris Ayin if the Malach is being done, even if it's out of the Tchum. And therefore, Amir La'akam on Chol HaMoed is, if anything, more Chomer than the Dorm that we find on Shabbos and Yantif. By Karka, the assumption is people know who owns it. By Karka. Correct. Correct. Okay, so, Amir La'akum, by that depends, Poyol, Kavlin, Aris. It's, you know, there are shitas that are a mako when everyone knows that it's a Kavlin and not a Poyol, and when it's the Derech, there's Machlokes Rishonim. There are Lachis Machmir, there are those that are a mako. But let. Derech for Kablonos. Okay, so at best it'll be totally in that Machlokes. It's sort of, but Vir Halacha is Machmir in that case, even if the Derech is Bekablonos. Okay, so let's just, so going back, so by a Dover Ovid, if this Malacha is needed, you need to irrigate the field in order to avoid a Hefzid, there's a Hetzer to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Tirchi Yisera, if it's a tremendous amount of work, it'll be Aser. Now it's very hard to be Dama Milsa LaMilsa. I don't know what it means to irrigate a field by hand. I don't know what it means to irrigate it with a canal, whatever they have to do to channel the water in the right place. So it's very hard to be magdir what's a terchi yisera and what's not a terchi yisera. Although, just logically, if irrigating a field by hand sounds like something which is extremely difficult, regular irrigation, again, I don't know how much work was involved, but I think most of our jobs probably do not qualify as a terchi yisera. Most of our work today is not manual labor, and probably does not rise to the level of even regular irrigating, channeling the water where it needed to go. So it's nistavra. In most cases, it will not be a terchi yisera, and by makom hefzer, it will be mutter. But again, if you have a case, you'll have to ask a shaila to figure out what any particular case is. So again, if there's a loss, to prevent a loss, you can do malacha. If it's a terchi yaseira, then it will be usur even to prevent a loss. Now, the concept of a davar avod means you're going to actually lose money. It means you have your crops. They are going to decay. They're going to wither. They're going to get ruined. There's no heter to do malacha simply because I have an opportunity to make a killing. In other words, if there's a business deal or a closing that comes up, and now if I do the malacha today, I can make a lot of money. That is called minyas harevach, your foregone profits. When Chol HaMoed is an isur malacha, so part of the isur malacha means you're not going to be able to make money. That does not qualify for the heter. The heter is only where there'll be an actual hefsid, where what you have already, the fruits that are already growing, they will decay, they will deteriorate. That's called a hefsid. Mashenkin and minyas harevach, that will not be mutter. No, so we're going to see. We're talking over here about true malacha, where someone's digging ditches, he's doing real malacha. We're going to see later on, there's an isser of schoira, doing business, buying and selling. Buying and selling on Shabbos is not a malacha d'oraisa. What are you doing? You're just buying, selling, you'll perhaps have some mukta issues, but you don't have any, there's no malacha d'oraisa going on. There is an isser of masa umata on schoira on Chol HaMoed. But for that, we're going to see that by a revach gadol, they're going to be heter. But that's only by schoira. If you're dealing with actual malacha, you're running a factory, you're producing something, and you have this opportunity, if you do the malacha, you produce it on Chol HaMoed, you'll make a tremendous profit. There's no heter of davar avod, that's not called a loss, that's minyas revach, and that will be awesome. Okay, so the simple case is the fruits are there, they're growing already. If you don't water them, that's it, they're going to die. So that's a case of a direct hefsid. Masha'enkein, if the fruits are there, they're going to survive. But if you water it, they'll get bigger, they'll get more geshmak. You'll be able to sell it at a premium. That's a case of minyas harevach, and even if there's a tremendous amount of money on the line, that is going to be awesome. Where you'll have... would be more questionable is, let's say you planted the crops, nothing grew yet, and if you don't water it, it won't grow. it's mistaver, that would be called a hefsid. Because when you put the seeds in and nothing grows, that's called a hefsid. It's a hefsid of, you know, you may have planted it already, but that I believe that would be a hefsid that would not be considered mnias arevach. Masha enkin, if they would grow, but just they won't grow as well, that would be mnias arevach, and that you would not have the hefsid for. You're not losing $1,000. You are not gaining $1,000. There's a very big difference. Well, not really. The cup right now is completely empty. You're projecting that if I water it, it will end up being completely full. If I don't water it, at the end of the season, it will be half full. These are all projections. Projections are wonderful. We like optimists, and you might be right most of the time. But you're not losing anything from the fact that you went from empty to half full as opposed to empty to completely full. So it depends. So in a case where if I planted it, and I could have invested $100. But right now the crops grew, they're growing, they're worth $1,000. If by not watering them they're going to rot, and now I'll be able to sell them for $700, that's a hefsid of $300. Because right now, I have crops that are worth $1,000. We don't look at my initial the cost. We look at what I had right now and what I'll end up with if I don't water it. So since it'll go down in value, it'll part of it will decay, that will be a hefsid regardless of how far ahead I am from my initial investment. Are your investors Jewish or not? If they're Jewish, hopefully they expect you to run the business well, fulfill all your fiduciary responsibilities within the parameters of halacha. And the same way on Yontif, they don't expect you to trade. If it's the first day of Pesach and the market is going haywire, then they understand it's Yontif. So Chol HaMoed has the same parameters.
If your total investment goes down and the stockholders see that because you did not do this, and therefore we have been
In other words, we're saying that the actual issue is Mnias HaRevach, but if you do not do it, people will pull out and now you'll suffer a loss. So it's a hefsid that came from something on the outside. Okay, so there's a fascinating Bir Halacha. Wasn't sure, it's a little bit dangerous to stay over, but it's a Bir Halacha. He wants to know about the following case. A person has debts, he owes money, and it's due. If he doesn't pay it on time, he's going to get hit with knosos, with penalties, interest, whatever it may be. He doesn't have the money to pay. Now, if he's penniless, Pasha can't put food on the table, a poil she'ein lo malecho is allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, there's no shaila about that. Here, he has food. Baruch Hashem, before Yontif, he's stocked up. They have all the food they need for Yontif. But if he doesn't go ahead and work the first 2 days of Chol HaMoed and make a few dollars, he's not going to make these payments on time, and he's going to end up with a knos. So the Bir Halacha says that that's called a hefsid. It's a davar avod. Because davar avod doesn't have to be that if I don't work on this fruit will rot. Davar avod means I have to work because otherwise there will be a hefsid. And if the hefsid is, even though it's on the outside, I'm going to default on my loan and therefore I'll get hit with these penalties. So if I don't have any other funds available, and the only way to avoid a default is to go ahead and work these few days to be able to pay off the loan. So Bir Halacha says that also qualifies as a davar avod. So again, it's not such a joke. It's brought down. It's brought down. This is really talking about schayra. That if you do schayra, but there's an issur, you can't do schayra on Chol HaMoed. It's not a davar avod. So the halacha is that anytime there's a worker that doesn't have food on it, he's allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now all of these hetayim, the truth is that's really broad in this. Let's say it's a davar avod. So real, if you don't irrigate the field, the fruits are going to rot. Clear davar avod. Now you have a big field, and you're the owner. You don't go ahead and manually irrigate it. Can you go ahead and hire Jewish workers to do the malacha for you? For them, is it a davar avod? Not a davar avod. It's not their field. They don't care, and they have food. They're not on you. Nevertheless, once this malacha is mutter because it's a davar avod, it's mutter. And anyone's allowed to do it because they're not doing a malacha asur. Now the same way this is true by a davar avod, If it's a davar avod for you, you can hire people to do it, and they're allowed to do it, even though for them it's not a davar avod. The same thing is true the other way. We mentioned that if a poyel, if you have a worker who pashut needs food for yantif, so he's allowed to do malacha on kol hamoed. Who's he doing the malacha for? Teretz is. Doesn't mean he has to find a guy to hire him. Anyone is allowed to hire that worker, because since that worker needs food for yantiv, there's no isser malacha for him. So you can hire that worker to take advantage of that. To take it a step further, this is in Tav Kuf Lamed Tes, Sif Yud Beis. If you're buying something and you're selling something, the broker is the one that needs the money. Or even the fellow who does the delivery, so halacha is, you're allowed to do the entire deal because the broker or the fellow doing the delivery needs the money. He's allowed to do the malacha, so therefore you can go through the whole deal and buy and sell so that the delivery man will have money for yantif. Now over here, the Prima Gadim brings down that, and Mishbrua says you can't make a harama. It's only when you're taka doing the deal, you know there's a delivery guy who needs money. So this is a nice way to get him money. You're gonna sell the skyscraper just so that this broker makes a few dollars to have food on the table for yantif. That has to be your kavanah. And therefore, in any case where there's someone here that needs the money for tzarchei yantif, there's a heter for everyone involved in the deal. Again, Mr. Brewer quotes the Prima Gadim, you cannot make a harama, it has to be real. The reason why you're doing this deal is because you want to help support this person for yontiv. But if that's taka your kavana, then enoch rami, there will be a heter, even though for you it's not a davar avod, even though for you there's no pressing need to do a dafka on yontiv. Once chazal were mekel, if they were only allowed the worker to work, but didn't allow people to hire him, what do they accomplish with takana? Unless there's a guy available, no, he's still not going to have food for yantiv. So, what? By a pile? Yeah, I believe so.
Well,
so this is again, as long as someone involved, as long as there's a heter of davar avod, pile shein lamalechol, it's mutter for everyone involved, even though for the other people you do not have this heter. Now, when a person is being stoymach on the heter of a davar avod, there's no chiyuv to do it ayde shinoi. He can do the malacha directly. However, l'chadchilo, he should do it bitzinim. He should do it as discreetly as possible. You do not want to do it b'farhesia in front of everyone. You should do it bitzinim if possible. If it's not possible, if it can only be done b'farhesia, it is mutter. It's mutter. You can do it. But if you have a choice, if there are two ways of doing it, you should do it bitzinim. You should do it as quietly as possible so that other people do not see. Now, a very common question is, some cases are very clear. You have a field, it needs to be irrigated. You don't irrigate it today, the fruits are going to rot. But most cases, you know, life is never quite as black and white or as clear. What happens if there's a suffix? You're not sure if the field desperately needs to be irrigated. And it's very possible you wait a week, you don't irrigate it, it'll rain. You'll manage, you'll squeak by, there will not be a hefsed. But maybe not. There's a risk. What is the gather of a davar avod? Does it need to be a certain loss? If I don't take care of this, that's it, it's gone, I'm going to have a hefsed. Or is the risk itself enough to create a heter? So the Bir HaLacha at some point suggests, perhaps this depends on the original machlokes that we discussed. Is the issur of malacha on chol hamoed d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? If it's an issur d'oraisa, the general rule is safek d'oraisa l'chumra. If you're not sure whether there'll be a loss or not, l'chayra should be usher to do it, because you may not have this heter of davar avod. Ma'ashein kein, if it's an issur malacha on chol hamoed is d'rabbanan, then it's easier to say safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Since there may be a hefsid, it should be mutter. Now this is a havamin. L'maskano, the Mishbura says that l'kula yama is mutter. The heter of davar avod is that, the way Marshag speaks out, nothing, in most cases, nothing is guaranteed. You have a field, you don't know, maybe it'll rain the next day. Maybe it'll rain for the next week straight. You never know for sure whether there'll be a hefsid or not. Nevertheless, because there is a risk, and the way the Mishnah Berurah says it is, because it's likely that if you don't do anything, there'll be a loss, that itself is enough. as long as it's mistavra, it's shchiach, ezeka, there it'll be mutter. That's considered a davar avod. You do not need a vadai as long as there's a risk there. That itself would be enough. And the Marshag really adds more. The Marshag says even if it's a miut, even if it's a small possibility, even if it's just a miut, a minority of cases, nevertheless, the fact that there's a possibility of there's some level of risk, that itself is enough to create a heter. It doesn't say how far it goes. It's mistaver by a miuta de miuta, something which is not shkiach at all. There already he won't say it. But Marshak says you do not need that. It's likely you do not need that. It's roiv. Even the fact that as long as it's stumbled together, as long as it is somewhat common, that itself is enough for a heter. Now, as far as the hezber, what the Achroidim says, the Ritzva in Ma'idkat and Daf Yud Gimel says the reason why the Dabra Avod is mutter on Chol HaMoed, he says the whole Isra Malacha is why. Mishum Simchas Yontiv, person should be able to enjoy Yontiv, he shouldn't get too involved in Malacha and too distracted by other things and too put up with his Avodah. Zakhtar Ritzva, by a Dabra Avod, if you're not going to allow him to do it, are you going to increase his Simchas Yontiv? He might be sitting at home, not working in the field, but you know good and well what he's going to be worrying about and what he's going to be thinking about. And therefore, by a davar avod, in order to avoid the person having that daiga, that worry, that my whole business is falling apart, there, by a davar avod, it's mutter to do malach. So based on that, we can understand the marshak. As long as it's something which a person is going to be nervous about, even though chances are it won't happen, but if it's a chashash, it's a reasonable chashash that people are going to lose sleep over, they'll be concerned about, that itself will be a heter regardless of whether it actually comes to fruition or not. So interestingly enough, the Meiri says, we've mentioned before by Davar Avod, Tircha Yaseira is going to be awesome. What does Tircha Yaseira mean? So we said it's hard to give Medama Milsa and Milsa to the case of the Gemara. What the Meiri says is that there's no hard definition of Tircha Yaseira. Tircha Yaseira depends on how much is at stake. And the more money is at stake, the more tircha is mutter on Chol HaMoed, because based on what's at stake, this is not considered excessive amount of tircha. Something which is a minimal amount, it's $3, and you have to go ahead and do a lot of work for, he says that would be considered tircha Yaseira. So you do find, according to the Meiri, this kind of balance and taking in... Correct. We can look at not just hard, does this amount of manual labor qualify as Yaseira or not? We look at, is what you're saving, or is the benefit, does that justify this kind of work? Again, it's very difficult to halacha l'maaseh in these cases, because although the Meiri says, hakol l'fi ha'hefsed ha'tircha, how to balance it and how to translate it to today is something which is very difficult. Yeah, erchanami. In tircha, Amir al-Akim is pashas, although the Isser is somewhat based on tircha, you see that tircha Yaseira is also by a hefsid, but regular mashenkin, regular malacha would be mutter. Amir al-Akim generally will have the same halachas as whatever you're allowed to do, you can ask a goy to do. Whatever you're not allowed to do, you can't ask a goy. So even though, if all you're doing is barking orders to your employees, it's how hard they have to work doesn't make a difference to you. But since Amir al-Akim is based on the fact that whatever you cannot do, you can't ask a goy to do, so we'll look at the same tircha Yaseira as with the same level of tircha as if you were doing it yourself. Oh, very good, very good. So if you're an employee, you don't necessarily control your schedule. Can you take off on Chol HaMoed? It's like this: if your boss tells you if you don't show up on Chol HaMoed, don't bother showing up to work after Yom Tov. That certainly is a davar avod. Losing your job is considered a hefsid. I don't think it would be considered a minias a revach, because now you're not employed. And it's not the same thing as just not being able to sell something. And therefore, if you're in that situation, certainly you can work. The question is that what happens to your vacation days? Now, you have your eyes set on your vacation in Florida, in the winter, your vacation with the kids in the summer, whatever that may be. And it's a wonderful and beautiful thing. But if right now it's Chol HaMoed, and right now you have the ability to take your vacation day, so the Emes Yaakov says that you have a chiyuv to do so. What's interesting is the other way around. Let's say it's the summer. You want to go on vacation with your family. You have five vacation days. So you can either blow them on the vacation now, in which case, come Sukkot time, you're going to have a choice. You have no vacation days left. At that point, it will be a double avod. If you don't work, you're going to get fired. So you'll have the hetzer to work all the night. So do you have a chiyuv to go ahead and skip the vacation to bank the days for Chol HaMoed? So here it seems to be a machlokes. I saw that Der Moshe says that yes, you do have, since you know Chol HaMoed is coming, you have a chiyuv to, and you have the days, you have a chiyuv to save up, you're not considered an oinus. The Emes Yaakov brings down that no. He says that right now you want to take a vacation, you can take a vacation. What will be on Chol HaMoed, your boss is going to tell you, you already used your vacation days, you have no choice, you have to show up to work. At that point, you'll deal with it. At that point, it'll be considered a Davar HaOvad. You don't have to avoid your vacation today to avoid the Davar HaOvad later on. And therefore, he says, Maker Adin is Mutter. He says, never Adamidus Chasidus. You should go ahead and try to arrange things in order to be Mechabed Chol HaMoed. But if it's not practical, if it doesn't work out, he says you're not Mechuyev per se to do so. Now this is all on the employee. The employer who has his from employees who is forcing to work on Chol HaMoed, that is something which is not kosher at all, but that we'll discuss. There's an interesting discussion about it, which Mitzvah Shem will get to next week. Okay.